Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to yet again another fantastic Indie Creator interview. It's your Caped Crusader, Cody, and we are keeping it geekly with our returning friend, Dan Price. We're here to break down Bigfoot Knows Karate and everything in between. Dan, welcome back on the show. How have you been, man?
Man, it's, you know, it's like peas and carrots, man. We're back together again, dude. Cody, it's good seeing you, dude. I've been doing really well, you know, kicking it with the Kickstarter we got going on right now, and got my fingers on a lot of pies.
Yeah.
Right now, so I'm enjoying myself.
Last time we had you on, we broke down Latex Man or Latex Avenger meets Halloween Man. How did that Indiegogo end up going for you guys?
That went really well. And, you know, I'm glad to be able to say, look at what I got.
Ooh, yeah, dude, look, those look gorgeous.
Thank you so much. We got covers galore. We got regular editions. We got deluxe editions. These are being packed up and mailed out as we speak. And I will have copies with me at Baltimore this weekend, so coming up. So get ready, y'all. Latex
is awesome.
Back, baby. More responsible than ever. So anyway, be prepared.
I cannot wait to get my hands on a copy, man. It looks like it's so much fun. Before we dive into too much of the comic talk, let's begin with the basics. Give us a little bit about who you are and how you got into creating comics.
Oh, who I am. I'm just a lowly, you know, my name is Dan Price. I am a graphic designer, creative director from Austin, Texas. By night I work in comics. I got into comic books when I was about 8 years old. Thank you, Carlos, for making me go to the store with you to pick up comics. That kind of kicked off my comic thing. My dad was a big fan, so we collected together until he passed, and then, you know, I really kind of fell into the, you know, the art and the writing and that sort of deal when I was in high school. I did some work for a small group out in outside of Houston called Space City and Space City Comics, and they were right across the street from NASA, and it was a little studio, and they taught me some basics, you know, erasures here, fill in the blacks there, color with these Dr. Martens inks because we don't have computers yet and things like that. And you know, and so I did that, and then but I really didn't do my first work until I was 30 with the invention of a Latex Avenger. And that was my first book. He has a sidekick, Spermicidal Foam Lad, and together they repel crime 99.9% of the time. So I was really happy to, yeah, here you go, I can show you what they look like. So that's Latex Avenger right there. Mm-hmm. From Set of Foam Lads down here. And so that was my first book, and I did that for a while, several issues of that. And then I moved over to another book that I cannot find right now either. Everything got mishmashed around a couple of days ago. I did another book called Masters of the Obvious. It was a sci-fi space parody. It had characters like Dr. Biclops. He's got two eyes. The Visible Woman. You can't miss her. Dorky Long Robot. The Amazing Todd, What's Amazing About Him, What's Not, and LeBron the Snapping Turtle, Don't Make Him Snap, You Wouldn't Like Him When He Snaps. And they flew around in a battle toaster called the USS Screensaver, having pop culture adventures throughout the galaxy. So they fought like the My Little Jabronis and the Puggalos. They were in a gang war against each other. And
I love that. Holy crap. The Jabronis? Oh my God.
My Little Jabronis, man. They were mafia ponies. And they had Al the Pone. Al the Pone was the leader of the ponies. And then the Pugalos, which were like, you know, insane clown posse pug dogs. You know,
I love.
So my favorite arc in that whole thing, because I have a 60 page collected edition of it around here somewhere that I can't seem to find. But my favorite part of it was the second arc where they were celebrating their win over Darth Redenbacher, who they beaten Redenbacher, and so they decided to have a boys' night out on the holodeck on the ship. And it was really, the whole story was just them getting ridiculously drunk. And I mean, there was nothing, there was no plot to it whatsoever, mm-hmm. except for these morons just hanging out. I loved it. I mean, it was a fun book. I did that with a guy named Bonadami. And Bon was a great guy, like a little brother to me. Unfortunately, Bon passed about 4 years ago. And in fact, next weekend when I get back from Baltimore, I'm going to actually get a tattoo of the spaceship that the Masters flew around in, their battle toaster. I'm getting a tattoo that Bon had drawn somewhere on this arm.
That's a nice little remembrance piece.
Yeah, I miss the kid so much. I miss him so much, man. Every day, you know, every day. So it's been a tough 4 years without him, to be honest with you. But, you know, I mean, you move forward, and I think mm-hmm. Vaughn would dig what I'm working on these days with Bigfoot and bringing back Latex Avenger and all that stuff. I think he'd be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the beauty of it is you guys have that, you know, you have that work to like, you know, share and admire for the rest of, you know, the rest of all time, right? That's a physical copy.
That's his artwork right there. Bond was incredible. And he was an amazing artist. I loved working with him. So yeah, he's a good cat. And so, plus, you got to have, you know, a character like Manibus, the Kaiju Pop Monster, and the Two Puff Marshmallow Man. You can't go wrong with shit like that.
So how'd you go from crime-fighting condoms and spermicide to a Bigfoot who knows martial arts and just is kicking ass left and right? Like, how did that happen?
Okay, so the biggest thing for me is, you know, you make it different, right? And I've been doing comedy comics for a long time, and so I wanted to do something that was action adventure cinematic, you know, just that really, you know, has a big winding plot, not these one issue one off, you know, comedies, you know, about with dick and fart jokes all over the place. I wanted to do something that was impactful, something that didn't have pop culture references riddled through it, so 30 years from now you could pick up the book and pick it up and just keep going. You mm-hmm. wouldn't even think twice about it. And so, you know, they say write what you know. Well, sometimes you also have to write what you don't know in order to grow as a writer, frankly. So this is my writing what I don't know. You know, this is a completely different world for me writing inside Bigfoot Knows Karate. It's a psychological thriller action adventure, which is totally out of my wheelhouse as a comic book person. But as a writer, it's stuff that I've tackled previously because I've been writing since, I don't know, I mean, high school, you know, mm-hmm. and short stories, novellas, you know. I wrote a play that was written entirely in movie quotes that was produced, you know, I mean, things like that. I've written other plays. I mean, I love to write. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. It's kind of like when I first got into comics, I was drawing with a pencil and a pen, right? And, you know, and a piece of paper. And now the whole thing is all digital. It was the day that I decided to put my graphic designer brain on. And as a comic book artist, that things started artistically making sense to me. It's the same way as, you know, being able to take your writer hat and move it over to comic books. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It was just taking the skills you already had and applying them into a new area and just trying to flourish the best you can.
Man, and you know, we have these interiors on an image slideshow right next to us. Just the way you lay out the panels with the, you know, the imagery behind it, it feels like so next level. Like, do you feel like a lot of that came from working like digitally?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You know, I do. Like, I mean, like I just try to not just think of it as, you know, these are the panels I need to tell. I try and think of the story, the page as one piece of artwork. And I try to do things like anchor panels that bring ties the page in together somehow. And yeah, I mean, I draw an Illustrator. I bring it over to Photoshop in pieces and sometimes have to layer the pages together because I'm putting color effects on there and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it is... it is definitely a different approach to making a comic book, but it seems like a style that's working for me, so I'm not going to screw with it.
Yeah, I love it. Man, it's gorgeous. So how does that creative process look like between you and the co-creator Casey Allen?
Oh, man. So Casey and I, we work together very well. I think so, anyway. We get along really well. We enjoy. Okay, now I can see what you're doing on YouTube. I couldn't see that before. So what you were saying about that on YouTube.
Oh, the image slideshow? I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm actually going to click into it real quick, but mute it so I can... There you go. Now I can follow along with what you got. Okay, cool. Now I'm ready. so anyway, no. So Casey and I, when I first got started with the comic, you know, putting together the idea and all that stuff, Casey was like a sounding board, then turned into an editor, and then was giving so many great ideas and stuff. I was like, just co-write it with me. and I think that maybe he might have been a little apprehensive at first, but definitely took to it, and we seem to enjoy each other, you know, to the point now that, you know, I mean, I can't imagine doing this without him. I've dropped a plot on him, like, just like, here's everything that I've written. and Casey was able to parse it together and figure it out and help me connect dots in places. But I knew where the story was going. I mean, I knew that where we were going to go through five issues, and it was just kind of like putting all the pieces together. And Casey was just amazing at that. And so, you know, with issue two, he's taken more of the reins on the writing, you know, and I've kind of, you know, he wrote, you know, like the, we plotted it, he wrote the script out, and then I went in and retooled and we bounced it back and forth several times and to get where we are with the script right now. So we have a side book coming out after book two, where Casey's really taking the reins with that story. You know, I mean, I did plot approval and stuff like that, and I'll work the dialogue when it's done with, but like really the plot, you know, and what he's writing, that's Casey, man. I mean, that's awesome. I want him to be able to have that freedom to do that. I think that he's such a great writer that I think that it makes it work really well. And you know, gives me, you know, lets me breathe a little bit too. Thank you, Casey, for everything you do for Bigfoot Knows Karate, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you feel like letting him kind of take the wheel more of lets you kind of do the art side of things a little bit more in depth?
Yeah, you know, I mean, and it's, you know, I don't really think of myself as an artist. I don't really think of myself as a writer. I just think of myself as a creator, as a, you know, as a idea guy sometimes at the least, you know. But I mean, like, so I really want to have my fingers in on both parts of the, you know, in both parts of it. But you also need to trust your, you know, trust the people you work with.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's, look, I mean, Casey and I have a relationship that it's not just a strict working relationship. We're buddies, you know, and we're also not prideful when it comes to things, that the story comes first. And so, you know, he'll pace something with really long and I'm like, dude, come on, Seinfeld jokes. You got to think of like the Seinfeld scene, get in, get out, get done, on to the next scene, you know? So we have some differences of opinion on stuff like that. But we see each other's point of view a lot too, so it's nice. It makes it fun, that's for sure.
So with you know, with us looking at chapter two, let's kind of break down a little bit of chapter one. Are both these books going to be roughly 33 pages of story, and then 44, I think, with the deluxe?
Yeah, no. So actually, we put up 33 pages in the Kickstarter. It's going to be 37. All right, so yeah, we grew it by 4 pages because there was just a couple things that were not fitting right. You know, just need a little bit more explanation in a couple of pages, and you can't just put one extra page in because then it's going to mess up your page turns. So if you want to keep your page turns the way you want it, you got to add 2 pages at a time. And which was actually nice though, because it let a couple of scenes breathe. And, you know, as I was going through the actual drawing of it, I'm like, we've cramped a lot into one page and we need to, you know, the story's big. So we need the panels to be big. We need to, you know, so we need to just kind of, okay, we're tall drinks of water over here. We got to stretch out our shit, you know? And, and which is funny because I was the one who did the extensions. And I was also the other one who was saying, keep it to 30 pages, keep it to 30 pages, you know? And so he was like, okay, 33. I said, 33 is fine. And then I'm reading it, I'm like, okay, 37. He's like, he's laughing at me, you son of a bitch. You know, that kind of thing, you know, for all the hard time I gave him trying to keep it to 30. Cause the first issue was 30, but hey, you know what, guys, bonus. There you go. Bonus.
So in chapter one, though, we see him, do you want to talk about chapter one or should we?
Sure.
Okay. So we see him. I like how you introduced him. Like, at first I thought he was about to slaughter, like, this innocent rabbit, but it ends up being a wolf. And was that, like, a metaphor for anything? Like, kind of like him protecting, like, you know, the innocent from the predators?
Absolutely. Listen, I'm a big fan of the underdog, you know, and this was his opportunity. This is, like, the one creature that, in a long time, that noticed him, gave him that moment, you know, that connection. Because if you're a Bigfoot and you're completely isolated from the world, what would that do to you? What would that do to your psyche? What would that do to your soul? And so this bunny recognizes him and notices him, and this wolf coming after him, you know, I mean, he's got to protect, you know, and then the hunters that come around after that.
Yep.
There was a kinship that was formed really quickly. And I mean, if you saw the preview pages of book two, you can see the bunny's still around.
So, oh, good.
yeah, the bunny still, he shows up in the first page, second page of the book, of book two. And so he's important. He's an important character, maybe not like the life-changing character, but like, you know, if again, you know, this lonely Bigfoot found a little buddy. You know, he needs his buddy.
Mm-hmm. So we, I mean, and things get climactic. We see him go up against none other than Kung Fu Thulu. And that I love that fight. That fight was so much fun. holy crap, man. So what were some of your inspirations for throwing Bigfoot in Cthulhu together?
So that's Casey, man. You know, I mean, because I had been writing the story, but didn't really have a big bad yet. And I just knew there needed to be one. He's like, he should fight a Cthulhu. And I said, what? He's Kung Fu Thulu. I'm like, all right. And, you know, and so like the next day I had sketches drawn up and we were off to the races with Kung Fu Thulu. So it was great. I mean, how do you not work with somebody who comes up with the name Kung Fu Thulu? Mm-hmm. I thought I was good at coming up with names of characters, but amazing shit, dude. Amazing.
And taking a peek at the Kickstarter too, it looks like Bigfoot ends up incarcerated too. So chapter two is kind of going to be starting off on a whole different level than what we were experienced with the issue one.
Absolutely. You know, we go from this rural, you know, forest environment, you know, of nature and, you know, where he's part of the land to this cold industrial prison hell that he's been taken to. And, you know, he's already has the ability to change through planes of existence, you know, but he has found himself in a world of shit. And what's worse, being completely isolated from the entire world or being completely surrounded by enemies. That's our situation that our guy's in right now.
And that sounds like a tough pickle to be in. So I think without further hesitation, let's go ahead and dive into the Kickstarter and see what the hype's all about. So we are looking at Bigfoot Knows Karate Chapter 2, Born Under a Bad Sign. The high-octane two-fist tale of Bigfoot Knows Karate continues. Think Godzilla versus Kong meets Kill Bill with a twist of loss. Currently sitting at $3,386 of a $1,500 goal with 105 backers and 16 days left to go. Dude, congratulations on doubling your funding. That is so awesome,
man.
Thank
you so much, man. Appreciate that.
That is so awesome.
We had a good launch. You know, we launched with Chris from the book Crit.
Yep.
And had a great time doing that. And, you know, we're both off to the races. I'll be seeing him in a couple of days in Baltimore. We're actually tabling with each other.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Next to each other. Yeah. So
I've been kind of dipping into that little Instagram. You guys have that like tight knit Instagram group. And I kind of been like working my way. I had Jerry from E4 Comics on not too long ago, too.
Love Jerry, man. Yeah. Love Jerry. Yeah. No, there's some good cats on Instagram.
You introduced me to a lot of awesome people. I appreciate you for that, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, I haven't had time to thank you for that.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I love the Instagram community. I'm glad that you get to connect with some of them. You know, there's some I can get you more. I assure you. Chris and Jerry and Dennis and Jason over at the Savage Sandbox, Jack, all of those guys are great dudes. You know, all the cats over at Lesser Known, a huge fan of all of them. And then all of us GDIs, us goddamn independents, you know, all, you know, rally around each other. And we all just, you know, just, I love working with everybody and getting, you know, all the Jerrys. Yeah, there's like two Jerrys in the Savage Sandbox. Don't want to miss a Jerry. good cats, man. I mean, I'm not a religious guy, but I'm real blessed to know all these cats. That's for sure. So.
No, absolutely. And here, just noticing it too, we got Bigfoot actually holding the rabbit. So I love that so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that rabbit's cool. I got a lot of plans for that rabbit.
So right here is the video. Let's go ahead and check this out.
Sure. It's a little short one this time around.
Man, I love the continuity too. How he still has the claw marks on his face from his fight with Cthulhu.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely. No damage counts in this book. That's my cat right there. The little orange guy. That's my cat.
And then right there's my video. I love how like YouTube just randomly throws like random videos like based upon your algorithm. Yeah. That's hilarious. A cute cat, though. My cat's like knocked out on the couch.
His name's the Blitz. He's rad. Go back and watch that video at some point, because if you want to see a cat killing things, it's amazing. So anyway, this book is it's crazy, because we put him through his paces so hard. You know, mm-hmm. We put him through his paces, and you just guys saw really just stuff from the first few pages of the book and that trailer. We really are trying to guard a lot of this, and like we did with the first issue, because I think when you read it, you're going to be like, I mean, especially the ending, it's so damn brutal. It's just so
well. I mean, man, we didn't even really deep dive issue one as much as we could have. I kind of left some of that vague, in hopes of people, but there's an underlining theme in it that I think if you really look for it, you're gonna be like, what? So I love to issue two introduces that the rest of the world's cryptids have been incarcerated and they're all being tortured. So that's like interesting that all of these cryptids are being collected and incarcerated.
Yeah, so we're going to meet some really good characters this issue, including a chupacabra with a shotgun, Thermonucleon, who else? And then a killer Minotaur character that I can't wait for you guys to see. Plus, if you noticed in the trailer, there was a female character that was teaming up with Bigfoot that we'll get to introduce as well. So, and not only that, but then all the characters that were in the background of... book one, all those characters that showed up at the end in not such a kind manner, they are there. They're there and they're ready to cause more mayhem and make our boy Bigfoot, Benny, whatever you want to call him, make him feel their presence.
So right here are some of the tiers and rewards. Let's go ahead and we'll try to coincide with them. So sure. And then right here is the link for everyone watching. Be sure to look at this and check it out with us. If you're unable to back, simply sharing this on Facebook and Twitter is 100% free. Getting as many eyes in on this as possible will help spread that cause further and further. And you're going to have someone who loves this book. I mean, this was such a fun ride, and I can't wait to check out chapter two and then see where you guys take this. So for $4, you can get the digital edition of Bigfoot Knows Karate chapter two with a digital wallpaper as well. And a digital poster too. So do you have what are those images going to be of?
Oh, gee whiz. You had to put me on the spot with that.
Oh, my bad.
No, I figured I'm going to draw something new for it. You know, last time mm-hmm. I did something that was like the cover for the wallpapers. I may do the wallpaper, you know, the digital phone wallpaper, you know, or like lock screen graphic, may mm-hmm. do that from the cover. But I want to do something different for like the desktop wallpaper or poster. I mean, I guess is really what I'm talking about. Do something different for the poster. So I don't know what that's going to be yet, but I have plenty of time to draw it. So, you know, get ready, y'all. Something new.
And if you guys are watching and you haven't seen the covers, like these covers are amazing. I love the Bigfoot Knows Karate covers. These things are detailed. They're awesome.
Yeah, this was the issue one's regular edition cover. And and then you have the Caswell book right there, that cover. We're doing a Baltimore Comic Con exclusive with that. We got the red foil. Adam and I will be tabling together at Baltimore. So we'll get to sell some copies of that, sign some copies of that. That'll be a lot of fun. So
at $2 or more, you have the digital catch up. So issues one and two, what an outstanding price too, for $6. That is 66 pages of, or no, more. That's almost 70 pages.
67 pages of action.
Holy crap.
So making it worthwhile.
$9 or more, you get the print edition, the Dan mm-hmm. Price cover. So cover A. Dude, you guys these prices are so, like these are awesome prices, Dan. Holy crap.
Oh, thanks. I mean, you know, look, I mean, they're priced at an area where we're not going to lose our ass, but we're not mm-hmm. also not going to be completely greedy either. And, you know, sometimes you know, I hear war stories of, you know, creators doing $5 books and just getting killed, and which is nice of them. But like, I'm not willing to lose my shirt to make comic books. My wife would kill me, number one, and number two, it's just bad business. But the other thing is, you don't have to go for the jugular on the price points either, you know, so this is enough money to allow us to operate on. And, you know, I mean, nobody's getting rich here, trust me, but you know, it's enough money for us to operate on without without killing our customers at the same time. And really it's the same price point on the books that I did last time around, and so they seem to work really well. So thank you to everyone who backed.
You're double your funding goal. So I mean, I think your price points are really speaking for themselves at this point, you know?
Yeah, I know. I think we're doing okay. I'm pretty happy with how it's going so far. Everything, you know, everybody's backed it and all that stuff. That's incredible.
And then we have the Zip Allegra tier at $12. Did I say that right?
Allegria. Yeah.
Allegria?
That cover right there. Yeah. Zip is Allegria. Yeah, Zip is incredible. I've known Zip 10 years, and we met when he was living in San Antonio, and we've hung out many a time over the years. He's now on the other side of the country, but still keep in touch, and I'm glad to have him on a project with us for sure.
And then we have the deluxe edition Jevin Loop cover, and then this is where you dive into the 44 pages as well. So what extra content is going to be included with that as well?
So that will be some, so that I mentioned the side story that we're doing. So we're going to have some couple of pages from the side story in there. There'll be a lot of different fan art pieces. Dennis Valencia did an amazing Sin City, Bigfoot Knows Karate like piece. That was absolutely incredible. There'll be some extra sketches by me. The Camorian King is going to have a piece in there. Rob Toll's going to have a piece in there. Luis Tomas, there's a bunch of cats are going to be have some artwork in there.
I love Cam's piece too. I seen that on Twitter. That looks so gorgeous.
Camorian?
Yeah,
dude, she's so talented. She's so unbelievably talented. I'm such a big fan of hers. My man Andy Bloor, he's got an amazing piece that's going to be in there too. So we'll have all of that, but then, you know, I'll have some extra sketches in there, and we'll also do a director's commentary in the book as well, which was something that we did in issue one. So if you, do I have just regular deluxe edition around me? Anyway, whatever. If you picked up issue one, then the deluxe edition, there was a QR code in the back. Click on the QR code and it takes you to a director's commentary video that goes
That's
into
awesome.
A deep, yeah, it goes into a deep dive. In fact, right before I was over here on this show, Drew Edwards, Paula Hernandez, myself, and the High Heel Gamer, we were just recording the one for the Halloween Man Meets Latex Avenger comic. So it's something that, you know, I came up with a few years ago that I wanted to do a director's commentary for a comic book. When the pandemic happened and everybody started really using QR codes finally, it kind of dawned on me, this is how we could do it. And so it just takes you to a private video and you can go and do a deep dive on the comic.
That's so cool. I love that. That is such an awesome idea. We have at 18 or more, the Bigfoot Knows Karate issue 1 and 2 regular edition. So the physical catch up tier.
Mm-hmm.
At 20 or more, we have the Adam Caswell cover for Bigfoot Knows Karate 2 Deluxe.
Yep. And that's the wraparound cover you see.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
There.
This thing is gorgeous, too. Variant.
Oh, Adam's incredible, man. I mean, he's such an amazing artist. Jevin, Zip, all of them. Mm-hmm. Just incredible artists.
I remember seeing you share this on Twitter. By the way, if you guys are not following Dan on Twitter, you need to. Like, I love seeing you like share the sneak peeks, man. It is always just like, man, I need this now.
No, I appreciate that, man. It's we just work with some really talented people. I'm really, really lucky to have some really great folks on my team.
So we have a limited edition foil cover by Luis Thompson, for $30. So this is going to have the lettering right here be foiled?
Yeah, that's going to be foil. Yeah, so we're going to do that. We're doing 25 units. Well, 35 because of the early birds. But, just 35 units total will be printed of that just for this campaign. Well, there'll be a few overrun because I want a couple. Casey wants a couple. Yeah. We'll send some to Luis, and that sort of thing. But
this thing looks gorgeous on the black and white with red foil. Can you hold that? You said you had the Baltimore with you?
Oh, no, the Baltimore one's Adam's cover because Adam will be there at the show with me. So this is Adam's.
Just to see how that looks with the black and white.
Yeah,
that thing looks gorgeous.
Looks without that baggy on it. Yeah, we'll see. So yeah, we did, and this is my proof for it right here.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
Yeah, so we did 25 units of this going to Baltimore. Well, 29, because again, I want one, all that. Mm-hmm. But we did with a different interior page for the right here for the inside.
Oh, that's awesome.
So did something a little different for that one.
That's really cool. I always love seeing things like that. So, I mean, we could talk about this a little bit more after the Kickstarter too, sure. But like, how important is it to have those variants for those conventions?
Oh, I mean, this is my first limited to one show before, so I'll let you know next week. How's that sound? Because I've never tried it before, so I figured it's just give it a shot. Since I got Adam with me, I might as well do something special with this cover. So give some, you know, people an incentive to, you know, get a signature on that and that sort of thing. We don't charge for signatures anyway. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Just
that's so cool. You
know, get people excited about it. I mean, it's such a gorgeous cover. I had to do something special with it.
So we have at 50 or more the retail pack issue 1 and 2. So you'll get 5 copies of issue 1, 5 copies of issue 2, and then 1 deluxe cover for issue 1 and 1 deluxe cover for issue 2.
Correct.
And then 60 or more, so you get all covers signed of Bigfoot Knows Karate Chapter 2.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. There's a lot of covers.
Yeah, there's 4 of the regular and deluxe editions. Mm-hmm. And then we have the 8-pack. You can even get an 8-pack of it as well. So for the issues 1 and 2.
And then we also have at 75 or more, a half page ad plus regular edition of issue 2. So where could anyone who's interested in this tier expect that ad to be placed in the book?
Oh, that'll go in the last couple of pages of the book. Maybe probably interior back cover, which frankly is, I think, is a great location. As somebody who works in print magazine, inside back cover is a great place to be. So that's probably where I'm going to put everybody.
Why is that? Just to ask, since you is it because that's like where the you when you finish the book, that's the last page you turn to?
Yeah, no, it'll be because because when you flip through the book, You generally go through the first page, and then you go to the staple, okay, and then you end up on the back. It's like there's 3 positive places where you're going to get seen: inside cover, the inside cover on the staple, and then the back cover. It's just how book people flip comics or magazines and that sort of thing. So
no, I'm always interested because there is some like psychological stuff to this, right? To get people to see. So like anytime I have an opportunity, man, I want to ask because like it's really interesting when you really deep dive it.
Well, why do you think in the back of the latex or the Halloween Man meets Latex Avenger comic, there's a Bigfoot Knows Karate ad right there? So there you go. That's my vaguest answer. What'd you think?
And you only have 2 spots left, so anyone interested, be sure to jump in on that. At 100 or more, we have Bigfoot 1 and 2 regular and deluxe covers all signed. So how many books is this? This looks like it's a lot.
It's
too.
Eight. Yeah.
150, we have the Canvas Commission as well as Bigfoot Knows Karate 2 signed covers.
Yep.
And then that's it. So holy crap, man. These are some awesome tiers.
Thank you so much. You know, there's some amazing creators out there that are doing amazing things with their tiers. I try to keep it kind of simple with just keeping it to books and stuff. But after talking with somebody here recently, they've convinced me that I need to do a t-shirt add-on. So I'm going to be adding a tier onto, or just an add-on that you can do where you can add a t-shirt to it. I'll have that announced in the next few days.
Man, a Bigfoot Knows Karate t-shirt would be awesome as well. And then right here are some of the interiors from issue 2. We did have this on an image slideshow, but this is a little larger. So let's go ahead and kind of just scroll through them and just kind of soak this in as well. I love how he's surrounded by fire and protecting this little rabbit on his shoulder.
Yeah, rabbit's great. Love that rabbit.
And then, so what is this? This looks like a really interesting creature he's going up against.
Yeah,
or is that spoiler territory?
Yeah, no, that's fine. There's a Chilean cryptid called the Alicante, and so this is based on this on that. Except ours are made of pure electricity, so we call them the Electricante. Mm. And so they're just some creatures that he battles right in the first bit of the book.
I love, and this is what I was talking about earlier: the way you do your paneling and how. Like, he's fighting this thing, and the electricity in the background, and the way it just bleeds all the way down, and it is just so gorgeous, the way he's, like, with the electricity, like, splashing in his face, and is changing the color, like, this is gorgeous, Dan.
Thank you so much. If you zoom in on his face, you can actually see his skull bits in his face, like, the skull nose is kind of in there, but, you know, I'm not that great of an artist, but...
That is awesome. Yeah, that is so cool. It's almost like the cartoon animation effect where they get electric. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then right here's another really impactful image too. Kim just kind of hooked up to all these machines. So is this kind of putting him in some sort of like simulation?
More like a torture situation. Mm. Yeah, more like a torture situation for sure.
And then this.
this cat on the left, that was from issue one. Mm-hmm. We saw him in issue one, so he's back. His name is Grisha. We named him one time in the first issue, but yeah, his name's Grisha. And then there was a mention of a character named Lancaster in issue one. Mm-hmm. And so Lancaster makes his appearance for the first time in this book.
Some other different creatures right here. Is this the one with the shotgun?
Yes, Chupacabra with the shotgun.
Yeah. So I just love how awesome these creatures and these concepts, the way they look as well, too. So who's this blue guy? This looks interesting as well.
Yeah, that's Thermonucleodon. He is a kaiju, monster type with missiles growing out of his back. Yeah, so he's very much in the vein of a Godzilla type, but we kind of just put a couple extra layers on him.
Sounds rather explosive, if you know what I mean.
Yay! Well, you did there.
So once again, right here is the link to that Kickstarter, guys. If you can't back, you know the drill. Be sure to share that on Facebook and Twitter. So Dan, after going through that Kickstarter in its entirety, what would you like to say to anyone that might be on the fence about backing?
What, are you crazy? Come on now, back the damn book. No, seriously. If you look, we're offering an alternative to other comics that are out there. Not saying there's anything wrong with those comics, but if you've there's a lot of superhero books, there's a lot of ultra realism in comics today. Good stuff. But if you're looking for something different than that, check out Bigfoot Knows Karate. It is it's action adventure, it's psychological thriller, it's a chock full of violence and a little bit of humor in there too, if you like dark humor. It is, it's Godzilla versus Kong meets Kill Bill with a twist. If that doesn't sound good to you, I don't know what will, baby. So, come and take a look.
Like, are you living under a rock?
Yeah, come on now. What, are you crazy? No, but seriously, I just want to thank everybody who's backed the book, everybody who has done fan art, everybody who's done, like, shared, commented, retweeted, whatever. Everybody who's just gotten involved in the mix on Bigfoot Knows Karate. I'm just, damn, y'all blow my mind all the time. So so with that being said, we're 105 backers deep on this one. We come be 106, come hang out with us. We're gonna have a good time. It's gonna be a great book, and we got some really twisted twists ready for you over the next few issues.
So only a third of the way in. Still got three more issues. Yeah,
and don't forget the side books that we're doing. We've got some really cool stories that we're going to be doing that are going to be peeling back the onion on this Bigfoot character. Listen, he's not some schmuck that walks around in the woods. That's not our Bigfoot, man. If you want introspection, you want philosophy, you want to see a character that's the complete fish out of water, this is your book right here.
Man, that I love it, and I cannot wait to get my hands on chapter two. It's going to be so much fun. So, Dan, give us a little bit more about what the future holds for you. I know you said next week you're going to be heading to Baltimore?
Yeah, I fly out 2 days from now on Thursday. So fly out there. We'll be in Baltimore for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, the 28th through the 30th of October. And then we'll be home frantically working on the comic for a while there. I've also got I've got another con in December, the Lone Star Zine Fest. I've never been to a zine fest before. So I'm really looking forward to that. Hey, it's local. It's right here in Austin. I've got a couple friends who are involved in the thing. So they said, hey, you should check it out. And I said, hey, I'm going to try to check it out. So, it's at the, I can't remember where it is, honestly, but it's like 15 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. I never get shows 15 minutes from my house. Cody, do you know how excited I am about this?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
So, I'll be doing that. And I've got some signings that I'm working out right now. So I'll get some details out to you guys about where I'll be appearing next over the winter time, because I want to do a couple more signings during the winter and get back to con season in the spring. So
at Baltimore, you have that special edition of Bigfoot Knows Karate. What else can people expect to see when they go there to meet you?
Sure. No, I'm going to have, I'll have a couple of issues of Latex Avenger. I'll have the Halloween Man meets Latex Avenger crossover with the different covers available for that. I'll have Bigfoot Knows Karate number one. I'll have three different covers of that, as well as the, Baltimore exclusive. And I will also have copies of Masters of the Obvious collected edition. So There'll be a lot on my table to check out. Adam's going to be with me, so we're going to have a display up there with his artwork on it, so you can pick up prints and that sort of thing. I think he's talking about doing some head sketches. I think I'm going to get roped into doing some head sketches. So, I don't usually draw at conventions, but I mean, why not? Come on, let's have some fun this weekend. And let's go sell some comics and meet some folks. And you know, if you're in the Baltimore area this weekend, I'm at table D32. So right next to Chris from Crit and Dennis from the Celestial Knight and Jason from the Convictor and Jerry from E4 Comics. We're all in one line together. So that'll be a lot of fun. D Hausner is going to be there as well. Mark Bernal from Lesser Known is going to be there. A lot of great folks are going to be in Baltimore this weekend. So if you want to make the jump from Ohio over, man, just come over.
Oh, man, I wish. I've been telling my significant other, like, next year, like, we're gonna be making, like, all this happen, right? Like, I can't, you know, interview creators. I can't talk about interviewing creators without actually going to these cons and doing it in person, you know?
Yeah. No, you're my inspiration to go to a con in Ohio, bro.
Dude, let's make it happen. Holy crap, man.
Yeah, no, I want to make it out to Michigan for like Motor City or something at some point. So,
dude, if I ever went to Michigan, my mom would slaughter me because she's been trying to get me to go. She lives up in the UP, so it's like an 11-hour drive from Ohio. She's all the way at the top of the globe, and she's always trying to get me to go up there, and it's like 11 hours just one way. So if I went to a con in Michigan, she would hunt me down.
Okay, so you don't come to that one, but or just go visit your mom, damn it. I mean, come on, dude. First love. Jesus, man. She's your mom. Anyway, no, I'm just messing with you. I don't know.
No, I don't.
I don't know the dynamic. I'm like, dude, don't talk about my mom, dude. You know, I don't know.
So, Dan, with us beginning to wrap this up, let's hit this on a strong note. Now, I usually ask people for advice on what to do if people are stuck in writing, but I gotta ask you something that's gonna really, I think, have a nice, you know, a nice impact for this podcast. So for anyone out there who's having trouble with making their writing fun, as someone who's written stories about crime fighting condoms, Bigfoot knowing karate, and everything in between, like, what advice would you give someone to help them make, you know, have some creativity in their writing and have a little fun with it?
Well, yeah, first of all, have fun with it. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And, you know, secondly, try and come up with something unique, you know, try and find something that has a hook to it. That's my big thing, you know. Character named Latex Avenger, it's a little odd, you know. Bigfoot Knows Karate, it's a little odd, you know. Trying to find something that will just grab people's attention. And I like to write from the character, you know. I start with the character. I don't world build all this stuff. I start with a character. I work my way out and make the world around that character, not trying to make that character fit in a world. Mm-hmm. And so that's my advice. I write in stream of conscious most of the times, especially in comedies. So I just write all the dialogue in one long stream and then break it down. But everybody writes differently. You know, I mean, some people like to use script writing software. Me personally, I just Word document, Google Doc, whatever I've got convenient right there. Because I like to write on my phone and stuff like that. And so, but you put on some good music, have a good time, relax. Don't get worried about writer's block. Write every day. If you're a writer, I suggest you write every day. You know, even if you're just turning out three pages of crap, it's three more pages of crap than you had previously.
Yeah.
And you're always, you know, they say it takes 10,000 hours to master anything, you know. Stephen King writes six pages a day or something like that, and he has for 35, 50 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you pump out work, you know. And so put the video games down and, you know, let's draw, you know, let's write whatever it is we're doing, you know. But put the, you know, focus, you know, that's the biggest thing. I don't know. I'm just rambling now.
No, I'm over here. Like, got my shelf right here. Like, get out of the way. He sees you.
Just have fun with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, if you're not having fun doing this, you're doing the wrong thing.
No, that is awesome. Dan, I appreciate that advice so much. Everyone watching, right here is the link to the Kickstarter once again. If you can't back, simply sharing this on Facebook and Twitter is 100% free. And I mean, what are you waiting for? Back this campaign right now. Get yourself some Chapter 2 sent to you fresh from Dan and Adam. Dan, thank you so much for stopping by and hanging out with us and breaking this down. I love the opportunity to kind of get this one-on-one, you know, with you and kind of deep type things.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody. I appreciate your friendship and I appreciate you giving me the time on here tonight, man. It's really fantastic.
No, absolutely. Everyone watching, I hope you all have a fantastic Tuesday. It's New Comic Book Day tomorrow, so remember, back this campaign while you still can. That being said, I hope you all have an awesome night, and most importantly, keep it geekly.